This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, they say that ChatGPT could be coming for your job at some point. You know, folks, sometimes I think we just say, well, add it into the mix. I mean, what else could go wrong? I tell you what, though, what did not go wrong for Donald Trump this morning or last night, as the case may be, was the Iowa caucuses. Vivek Ramaswamy, not so much. In fact, he decided he would drop out of the race. He said this, didn't turn in the performance that he thought that they would and so forth. But I'm kind of wondering if it wasn't already a foregone conclusion, given the consistency of the polls, given what the expectations really were. But he's now endorsing Trump. And we will see how that goes. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Tuesday morning edition of the program. And boy, do we have an awful lot to tell you about on the show here in hour number four, as we're just starting out for hour number four here. Glad to be with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be a part of the program this morning, or if you have something that you would like to opine about. Also, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send me a direct message. You can also find me on Facebook and also on X, formerly known as Twitter, of course, but everybody knows it now as X. So definitely, if you'd like to find me there on social media, we got the links right there as well. Also, at KyleWarrenShow.com, we have the live streams for GCN, because GCN distributes our program out to our great radio affiliates across the country, AM and FM radio affiliates. And, of course, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, our home station, Tampa, Florida. And we're glad that everybody's out there this morning. All right, so yes, so Donald Trump runs away with it in Iowa. But I think part of one of the big stories is that Ron DeSantis is able to come in second, Nikki Haley coming in third, Nikki Haley saying now it's a two-person race. She means her and Trump, of course. But we shall see about that as well. I think DeSantis is going to concentrate a little bit more on South Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. But you know what? Right here in this first segment this morning, we do have the phone lines lighting up. Let's go ahead and take a call this morning here in the first segment of hour number four. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron. Good morning.
I'm calling from Sarasota, Florida, and truthfully, I really don't have any comments. I just wanted to let you know that I'm listening, I enjoy listening, and you do a great job holding it all together.
Wow. Well, that makes my day. Ron, I appreciate that so very much. Absolutely.
I'll see you.
Hey, all right. Take care. All right. Well, Ron in Sarasota. And watch out. I know that there's some fog advisory out there this morning, so just be careful as well. But wow, that is amazing. I appreciate that. Thank you for the kind words. It means a lot. There's people that, if they're not doing their job, this program doesn't get done behind the scenes and so forth, making sure it's getting transmitted and everything. And so, I accept that on behalf of everybody. I appreciate it. And Ron in Sarasota, thank you again, and call anytime. All right, we've got Mary in St. Pete also calling in this morning. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning, and ditto on the comments about Kyle.
Thank you.
For being so courteous and respectful. But I wanted to ask a question about these electric cars. I can't even get a lithium battery hand-powered hand vacuum cleaner to hold a charge. I always have had a hard time finding a decent C or D battery in the past few years, unless I buy Energizers for my flashlights, when we lose power down here. And so I was wondering about these electric cars. Wonder if your neighbor bought an electric car and it caught on fire with these batteries. I wonder how you could, if that affects your house and your insurance, because it's all so silly to me. Thank you.
Hey, all right. Thanks, Mary in St. Pete. We appreciate the call very much. Well, I think that if you had a neighbor who has an electric vehicle, I actually have a neighbor who has an electric vehicle, and they use it in that sort of mission specific way. You know, they only have to go a certain distance to commute every day, and they do that. And of course, they have gas powered vehicles as well that they would use for other purposes. But I think to what Mary's question is talking about. I think insurance wise, I would think it would just behave as any other problem. If somebody has liability, if they have if their property or somehow their car or whatever, their barbecue could catch on fire and spread to your house, you know. So ultimately, I think it would always be the same thing of liability of who would be at fault or who was negligent, and then your insurance companies would have the great fun time of battling that out. But that's, again, that's one the good reason why you have insurance anyway. Even if somebody else doesn't have insurance, if you have insurance, well, at least you'll be covered and made whole. But yeah, I don't think there would be anything specifically regarding a lithium battery in an automobile. Although if there was, then it may be accounted for in somebody's premiums. Because the insurance companies are very, very good at knowing exactly what the potentialities are. And that's why they ask you all these kinds of questions when you get either car insurance or you get a homeowner's policy and so forth. So I would think it would just be a matter of liability and or negligence. If I did something to the car that made it catch on fire, that could be bad, too. All right. Well, folks, once again, you are listening to the program here this morning. Kyle Warren with you. And, of course, go to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message or find me on social media. Once again, the number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And we'll continue a little bit here, of course, about the Iowa caucuses. It's the big story. But we also have some other stories to tell you about as we wind through hour number four. And we're glad that you're there. Thanks for being there. And I'm glad to be here. Best job in the world, folks. I kid you not, and I have you to thank for that. We are coming right back. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we continue to race through the Tuesday edition of the program. Lots of more to talk about, of course. In addition to the Iowa caucuses, of course, the Iowa caucuses now in the books, as it were. Ramaswamy is now out, and Donald Trump can claim a significant victory here. And, of course, what Ramaswamy was talking about earlier, he wants DeSantis and he wants Nikki Haley to follow suit with him, drop out of the race and endorse Donald Trump, or at the very least coalesce, I guess, as much as they could at this point. But I don't see that happening right away. I think there's going to be a little bit more time. But once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. We'll open up the phone lines, of course, here if you have any questions or comments, and we'd be glad to talk with you this morning. Let's hear a little bit of what Donald Trump had to say as he made his victory speech there in Iowa last night.
Well, I want to thank everybody. This has been some period of time, and most importantly, we want to thank the great people of Iowa. Thank you. We love you all. What a turnout. What a crowd. And I really think this is time now for everybody, our country, to come together. We want to come together, whether it's Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative. It would be so nice if we could come together and straighten out the world and straighten out the problems and straighten out all of the death and destruction that we're witnessing. That's practically never been like this. It's just so important, and I want to make that a very big part of our message. We're going to come together. It's going to happen soon, too. It's going to happen soon.
So there's Donald Trump, and this idea of coming together is certainly a very it's an apropos idea. And I also do appreciate very much what our own Denise Simon was talking about earlier. There is the There is the factor of these prosecutions or lawsuits against Donald Trump that primarily could have an effect in the independent voting bloc, and so that is a very definite concern. But here's the thing: I think that if Donald Trump, and if one of the things I always thought about the Trump presidency is that one of the things that he might have done a little bit differently was to try to have a little bit more measured communications overall, because if he would have come out on the big holidays or big significant days and made talks and speeches and so forth, it might have set a different kind of tone. But again, he's still Donald Trump. Here's the thing about Donald Trump as well. He's the only one who can actually get away with, quote, mean tweets and stuff like that. Other politicians trying to do that stuff, it would just completely crash and burn, completely. But in this iteration of the Donald Trump campaign, and certainly moving on if he, again, is elected president, I think that this tone that you're hearing right now is laser beamed directly at people who think to themselves, well, does Nikki Haley have a point? Is it too much chaos? That kind of measured tone that he has right there obliterates that kind of argument, and people will say to themselves, you know what? Things have gotten kind of rotten. And, even if I might not have voted for Trump back in 2020 or didn't want him to be president again, I see why he said what he said. I see why he was trying to do the things he was trying to do. It is an object lesson, and not just for Trump, but for the Trump policies that will actually show, hey, you were better off 4 years ago. You're not better off now as a result of Biden and the Biden camp and all the stuff that they do in order to really mess things up. That's the 50 cent political term. They really, really mess things up. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines. We do have Neil in Henderson, Nevada. And good morning again, Neil. And thanks for calling the program this morning.
Kyle, thank you for putting me on.
Sure.
I was having a blast tonight. I barricaded myself in my man cave.
Okay.
I watched two games and then saw former President Trump's victory in the primary. It was awesome. Let me get to the election. I believe this is really all about retail sales. And it's a fundamental concept. If people like you, you can sell them anything. Whatever they throw up against the wall, including the kitchen sink, if the people like you, it won't stick. And what they're trying to do is, that's it exactly. They're throwing everything but the kitchen sink up against the wall. Nikki Haley, she's going to crash and burn. I think what she said tonight was totally counterproductive. There's a big contrast between what she said and DeSantis, who had a nuanced message, which I feel sort of corresponds with President Trump's message. And there's an irony here I tried to point out the other night, a paradox. Okay? The media is going to embrace anybody who attacks Donald Trump. So, therefore, when DeSantis attacks Donald Trump, they can't ignore him. They will embrace him and give him the airtime. Ironically, to their chagrin, it totally coincides with President Trump's agenda, and it magnifies his message.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the strongest ticket would be Trump-DeSantis. That's not going to happen. I think DeSantis serves the country better by remaining governor of Florida. I'd like to see Tim Scott as Donald Trump's vice presidential candidate.
Interesting.
And I think his infrastructure.
He is a good man. I think Tim Scott is a good man.
Tim Scott would be awesome. I mean, awesome. I'd get excited. I mean, there are others, but I think that would be a good pick. And another guy that needs to be mentioned, Vivek Ramaswamy. Very smart, sharp guy. Trump, if he could get reelected, he needs to get Vivek on his team. Before I conclude, I wanted to mention something. I read a book, I don't know how many years ago. The title was Team of Rivals. And it's written by a phony historian, Doris Kearns Goodwin, who's really a political hack. But if you know the book, it's about Lincoln.
Right.
And when he was running for president, he was a no-name state senator from Illinois. And all the people that ran against him, after he was elected, he asked them to be on his team. And that was a team of rivals. It worked for him. And I believe that's going to be Trump's. And that, I feel that's what it should do. You know, if he could get RFK on his team, that would be awesome. Right now, I'm looking at, he's got people on his team that are so capable and competent and have such a vision for global peace and prosperity. I'm really a ramped up guy.
Well, that's okay. I mean, these are important things. These are important things that are happening. And I really do think that I think if Trump were to be able to be reelected, there would be massive opportunities there. There's going to come after him all the time. It's going to be nothing but a fight and slog the whole time. But definitely, and this is maybe one of the things that they're actually trying to fight against. And that is the idea that you could have a large opening up of the of opportunity in America, and a thought and a prosperity and a mindset about that. That's what I think they're really afraid of, because they'll figure out we don't just need big government to do everything and tell us what to think all the time.
No, we don't need big government. Not to get into a discussion about the Constitution, but the Constitution was designed to restrict federal overreach. Now, it's important to point out another abstraction. With that in mind, state governments have to be subordinate to federal authority, the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution. Constitution does not work if state governments are not subordinate to constitutional supremacy, period. I mean, they have an obligation to bring government to the grassroots. When they're with their regulations of election law, abortion law is another example, gun rights, they are obligated, you know, driver's licenses, they're obligated to bring those to the grassroots, bring government to the grassroots level.
Well, this is a great call, Neil. Yeah, we appreciate it, and I'm glad you could have fun in the man cave, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, later. Have a good night.
You too. Take care. Neil and Henderson, everybody. Henderson, Nevada, just outside Las Vegas. Folks, we are coming right back. The morning continues to fly by. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Winter weather is continuing to impact flights across the country. According to flight tracker FlightAware, there were over 2,800 flights that were canceled on Monday, with over 7,900 flights delayed. Chicago Midway, Chicago O'Hare, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Denver International Airports were among the most that were impacted. This as governors across the country, including Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear, are calling up the National Guard to assist travelers.
The National Guard is currently deploying personnel and equipment to armories located near travel corridors that either have been or we think will be significantly impacted.
Former President Trump has won the Iowa caucus. The former president will now take a lion's share of the state's 40 delegates. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
The deception with Dr. Just what are you trying to say?
Tuesday is rolling along here, folks. And we've been having a lot of fun on the program this morning. We are in hour number 4. Do you believe that? Almost 4 hours ago, we started this thing up, and we have been just chugging forward ever since. And it's been a lot of fun this morning, and we got a lot of great callers. We really appreciate it. A lot of great messages as well. And Mark in Clearwater, I appreciate your message so very, very much. And I really, really do appreciate it. And so thank you so much for your message there. And I got to tell you, I appreciate what Neil was talking about, you know, who Trump might pick for a possible vice president. And one of the things that I think could, there's a couple of factors there in terms of Trump picking a vice president. He says he already knows this, so it may be just a point of discussion for me, this kind of thing. But I think that if he were to pick somebody that has designs to run in 4 years, like picking an heir apparent, I think that changes the dynamic. So if you were, just for sake of argument, if you were to pick a Ron DeSantis, or if you were to pick a Nikki Haley, and again, this is all just for sake of argument, I don't know that, you know, the stars would align between those particular candidates and Trump, per se. But whoever would want to run in 4 years, that puts a different dynamic on things where you have this notion that whatever Trump is doing, whatever the administration policy is directly related to my future campaign as vice president to then run for president. So there could be a lot of, second guessing or arguments about stuff like that throughout the administration, because Trump can only serve one term. But if you pick somebody who's likely doesn't have a design to run again in 4 years, well, that I think it makes things a lot smoother for the administration in order to do things, get things done, and not worry about some of that, the other political ramifications for a potential candidate, other than someone who will come out and run and try to run on the Trump record and say, let's continue this, you know, because that would be how you do that, right? Like if you're George H.W. Bush, you want to say, stay the course, you know, stay the course, 1,000 points of light, stuff like that, and then sort of maintain that. But if you don't, and our own Denise Simon has suggested somebody like Lee Zeldin, who may not want to run for actually run for president in 4 years. Well, that could be a whole different thing. So, but I just don't know who Trump is going to pick at this point. Now, there are people who believe that they know, maybe Stefanik, or you know, maybe Carrie Lake or somebody like that. But it just remains to be seen. It's in the mind of Trump, right? It's in the mind of Trump. And only he knows at this point. But, of course, it's early on. It's the Iowa caucuses. But the Iowa caucuses, you know, have a different kind of significance this go-around because Trump is part of that. And if it was just your regular run-of-the-mill Iowa caucus, I think it would be the same thing as when, say, anybody else were running under, quote, normal circumstances. But as we know, we are far from normal circumstances anymore, especially where the division lies in the country. And it is good for Trump to say, let's come together as a general rule here. But that's so hard to do these days. It's so very, very hard. Well, once again, as we talked about earlier in the program, the Houthis have said that they want to end U.S. hegemony forever. And they believe that they will have a response. In fact, according to the Houthi Information Ministry Advisor, did you know, folks, that the Houthis have an Information Ministry Advisor? It's kind of like finding out, you know, when you hear the terms Hamas official. Well, no, they're terrorist groups. I don't know that they, you know, that it's the that kind of wording just kind of gives you the entirely wrong connotation. Like, you know, like they have this organizational, you know, like they have an org chart. And they, you know, they kind of have a hierarchy in the grand sense. I understand that practically they would, but it's not like they're just another organization that, you know, is trying to advance their agenda. And, you know, they have certain interests and they try to manipulate things in order to meet those interests and achieve their goals. No, they're terrorist organizations. But evidently this Houthi Information Ministry Advisor said, we are preparing a response that will end the U.S. hegemony forever, he said. He said that all American, British, and British interests have become legitimate targets. So, again, folks, that's the scary part of the world. That's the existential threat that we're facing. And, unfortunately, this is so downplayed. It's almost non-existent in so many ways. When contrasted with the fact that everything about this election is now become, it is a fight for our democracy. It is a fight to save our democracy. It is a fight against those who are trying to establish an authoritarian regime. You know, and on it goes. And that, my friends, is certainly not the case, but it is, in fact, a part and parcel of trying to simply create this notion that we don't want to talk about what's happening in the economy. We don't want to talk about what's happening in society. We don't want to talk about, you know, these important things that are important to people and their kitchen table budgets. That, my friends, is something they don't want to talk about. They want to talk about the sort of conjured up mythological problems that really don't exist. All right. As I mentioned earlier, ChatGPT may be coming for our jobs. Here, there's some 10 different areas, evidently. This comes to us from Insider. Since its release in November 2022, OpenAI's ChatGPT has been used to write cover letters, create a children's book, and even help students cheat on their essays. By the way, folks, astute college professors know that there's a thing they can run these things through, and they know if students have used AI or even ChatGPT in particular to write their essays or papers and get caught doing that. Well, if you get if you or I get caught doing that, what happens? You're expelled, right? But others shall we say, could just be made president of Harvard. And that's, you know, it's just it's a fine line between being expelled and then becoming president of Harvard. So, you know, it's a good gig if you can get it. The chatbot may be more powerful than we ever imagined. Google found that in theory, the search engine would hire the bot as an entry-level coder if it interviewed at the company. Amazon employees who tested ChatGPT said it does, quote, a very good job of answering customer support questions. It's great at making training documents and is very strong at answering queries around corporate strategy. Companies are taking notice. Both IBM and British telecommunications giants of BT Group cited AI when announcing job cuts earlier this year and said that many wouldn't come back. Recent Goldman Sachs study found that generative AI could, in fact, impact 300 million full-time jobs worldwide. 300 million worldwide jobs, which could lead to a significant disruption in the job market. Yeah, that sounds like it. By 2030, nearly 12 million Americans in occupations with shrinking demand may need to switch jobs. A McKinsey analysis published in July found AI was deemed a key reason. McKinsey estimated that 30% of hours worked in the U.S. could be automated by 2030. Human judgment needs to be applied to these technologies to avoid error and bias. Anu Medgavkar, a partner at the McKinsey Global Institute, told Business Insider, users of ChatGPT have found that the bot can generate misinformation, incorrectly answer coding problems, and produce errors in basic math. So wait a minute. You're telling me that the artificial intelligence life form thing has got some pretty fundamental flaws that maybe we don't want them, you know, calculating the astronaut's next trajectory or something? Maybe so. I don't know. I guess I better be careful what I say. I think maybe I shouldn't even be going over this article with you. Maybe I should just be really careful and just only say things like, I like the idea of ChatGPT, artificial intelligence. Yes, it is good. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should just be saying that. All right. Because you never know. It could be listening. Folks, I'm glad that you're listening. Glad that you're there. Glad to be here. We're coming right back for the final segment of the morning, Tuesday edition. Almost in the books, but there's still more to go. And we're having fun. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Do not go to bed. Well, Joe Biden, he can go to bed if he wants to. We've got a more program to do this morning, of course. And we want to welcome you back to the show, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Hope that your morning is going well, especially if you're just waking up this morning here, catching us here on the radio. We hope that you have a great day in store. It is Tuesday, and I think it's going to be a great day, and I think a great week as well. And as I promised back on the Monday edition, by the time we get to Friday, I think you'll believe me, and because we're trying our best to make it fun this morning and every morning here on the program. Well, you know what's not fun? And by the way, 949-822-7959 if you have something you'd like to talk about this morning. What's not fun is when you have to go back and reissue a subpoena for Hunter Biden, right? That's not fun either. This from Fox News. House Republicans signaled they would subpoena Hunter Biden again in the near future after the president's son opened the door to a deposition with impeachment investigators. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, of course, and House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, sent a letter to Hunter Biden's lawyer, Abby Lowell, over the weekend stating that they would be willing to subpoena him a second time if that meant his cooperation in their probe. The committees welcome Mr. Biden's newfound willingness to testify in a deposition setting under subpoena, the letter said. Although the committee's subpoenas are lawful and remain legally enforceable as an accommodation to Mr. Biden, and at your request, we are prepared to issue subpoenas compelling Mr. Biden's appearance at a deposition on a new date in the coming weeks. It comes as House Republicans prepare a chamber-wide vote on holding Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress for skipping out on an earlier subpoena for a closed-door deposition. But a source familiar with discussions told Fox News Digital that Comer could recommend pumping the brakes on that contempt vote if Hunter Biden and his lawyers genuinely cooperate and work out a makeup deposition date. Well, that key phrase, that key word, genuinely. I don't know. I mean, would you trust Hunter Biden and his lawyers on this? I mean, they did their absolute level best to create some real chaos with this, real defiance in terms of the initial subpoena. And again, if you or I were had a congressional subpoena issued to us, we'd have to show up. Right. And you should. I mean, this again, they're legally they're lawful and legally enforceable. Hunter Biden could have shown up and taken the fifth. But here's the reason I think he didn't show up in the first place is because it was a closed door session. So by coming out and trying to make this look like, well, I want to talk to Congress and I'm happy to answer their questions, but it's got to be out in the open. You know, that's a false sense of I am so much for transparency and openness. I am so much about, you know, making sure everything's on the up and up and there are no secrets and this kind of stuff. Well, that's, again, just sort of a false impression that they were trying to give, ultimately, and they were trying to stonewall. But having the initial closed-door session means that they can ask him the questions they need to ask him. They can present the evidence they need to present in order to elicit those responses and make sure that Hunter Biden knows, hey, we have this stuff. We have this, like, documentation that we can, like, refer to when we're talking to you. And you can't sort of weasel out of it very easily at that point. But if it was the initial interview would be an open door session, that just means it's grandstand time. And that means it's covered, right? It goes wall to wall on the cable news networks. And then all you do is you hear the entire live long day the Democrat senator or Democrat members making their speeches about how wonderful you are, Hunter Biden, and how they're coming after you because your father's the president, and this is unprecedented because you are the president's son, and we all know that that is verboten, and we all know that that is just off the table, and why are they doing this? It's just a witch hunt. And they go on and on with that. And then you'd never get to a question. And if you did get to a question, it wouldn't get answered. And it would just go round and round and round. Or he could just sit there and take the fifth, which he won't do or wouldn't want to do at that point because of the optics in many ways. But this accommodation, you know, I guess that is an olive branch. And if they don't take the olive branch, then I think they ought to enforce the subpoena. I mean, this investigation is not just about having, just about coming in and trying to make Hunter Biden look bad. This has real relevancy to, I'll borrow a phrase here, what the president knew and when did he know it? When did he know it when he was vice president? When did he know it when he was president? And on it would go. Because the idea of either influence peddling or the idea that there could be manipulation going on because, hey, we gave Hunter this cushy job and he loved it and all this kind of stuff, that bears on whether or not Joe Biden can actually be effective. All kidding aside, if the president could actually be effective at being the president, no matter if it was Joe Biden or whomever. If this exact same situation existed, then I would say exactly the same thing. But because it's Hunter Biden, it's so politically charged that they try to make it look like, well, this is all just, it's all just a political agenda. But Hunter Biden seemed to be pretty involved with stuff with his father. That's a legitimate question, no matter who's the president, no matter who it might be. All right, real quick, we had just a little bit of time left. Backgammon Bob is calling us back this morning. Backgammon Bob, you have a comment or question?
Yeah, I got one thing, a couple things here. Sure. It's going to be 1 year from now until Trump is elected and in office. Biden, or should I say rather, Obama, can do an untold amount of damage in that year. This is why the state has to use start using nullification, and Congress use the power of the purse. And another thing I say, Kerry Lake might be a good vice presidential choice.
Interesting, yeah.
And one comment about your show and the stuff. Stop the hack that people are using and don't accept calls until exactly at the start of the next segment. In other words, I call in 10 minutes, I'm on the thing, so that way people are bullying their way to the front of the line. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay. I appreciate your call, and we try to take the callers in the best possible order that we can to make the show as best as we can.
In other words,
I appreciate your call.
Don't let people call in accept the calls until the segment starts. That way people aren't waiting on the phone and other callers never get on because they don't know that trick. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I appreciate your call back, Em and Bob. We'll hopefully talk to you tomorrow. All right.
Okay. Oh, and one last thing.
Real quick.
Still there?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about that idea I had about Denise saying it is going from the quarter hour and...
I appreciate it. Everything gets considered, and I appreciate your suggestions, and we get suggestions like that all the time.
I
appreciate it. Back, Em and Bob. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care. All right, back, Em and Bob, everybody. And yeah, we always get suggestions and things like that, and we try to make sure that, especially where the guests are concerned, our regular contributors, that they have a real good opportunity to talk about the things that they're experts in and get a chance to get our listeners informed and so forth, because they do spend a lot of time researching all the stuff that they know about, and that's one of the reasons we love to have them on the show, is that they're able to bring a good dynamic and some good information here on the program. And we appreciate our callers, too, and we always want to take into consideration when they make good suggestions, so we appreciate it. All right, well, folks, one of the other things we appreciate is you out there listening to the broadcast, and don't forget, we're going to be back tomorrow morning bright and early. Everything starts up at 2 a.m. Eastern Time every single morning, except for Sunday mornings, but Monday through Friday, and Saturdays 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., and you're always welcome to be part of the program. You're welcome to go over to KyleWarrenShow.com and drop us a line there. You can send us a direct message, and we'll love to address it on the air, just as we were doing earlier today for some of those who opted to send us a direct message. But, folks, we're coming to the end of the program. I can hardly believe it. I got to tell you, and I know I've said this before, but it bears repeating. There's something that goes on with the Einstein time continuum or something like that, because time really does fly when you're having fun. But when you're having fun on the radio, I think it goes by at warp speed. So, folks, have a great day today. Make it a great day. Kyle Warren with you, and we will see you tomorrow morning, bright and early, right here. KyleWarrenShow.com. We'll see you then.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.